morning. Greet you all in Jesus' name. For devotions, I like to talk about what we know as our beginning. And what made me got me thinking about this last week, I was talking to a fellow, and he was explaining to me his son and one of his friends had a car accident, and his friend was killed. And he was explaining to me some things from the Bible that was true. And then he also had another book that he was explaining things that weren't true. And it got me thinking about this. And you know, all my life I've been told that we were created in God's image. And I believe that. I always have. But what does that really mean, to be created in God's image? And, you know, we're not, you know, God created us. We are of God, but we're not God. And, you know, the way it was explained to me is, you know, we always know things to have a beginning and have an ending. You know, God created us. That's what we know. And it takes faith to believe that God always was. And that's, you know, when this other fellow was explaining to me, that faith was missing, because basically he didn't believe that God was always God. And, you know, it doesn't mean that there's a missing link. If it takes faith to believe that, that's faith. You know, I'd like to read a quote here from A.W. Tozer. The quote says, "The doctrine of man made in the image of God is one of the basic doctrines of the Bible and one of the most elevating, enlarging, and glorious doctrines that I know." I think it's very important to understand that God is the designer and brought us into existence. It's, you know, to understand what it means to be human. Anyway, I'd like to read this here, a couple verses in Genesis. I'll start in chapter 1, verse 24. "And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." Just on a side note, one thing I noticed, it says, "And God said, let us make man." I thought that was kind of interesting. And then it says, you know, the image. And God is not flesh and blood. He's spirit. And, you know, so what is he talking about, the image? And, you know, I think it's, you know, it's very evident, you know, the things that God did that was different to man than it was to everything else. He breathed into them. He shared his breath. He put his breath into man, and they became a living soul. They could discern. Man can discern. Man can make choices. He can calculate numbers. He can, you know, that's the difference between us and everything else. You know, some people believe, and you've heard this, that, you know, we began from slime or all these other different things. That part they almost have right. We were made from dust, but God breathed into us and we became a living soul. That's the difference. You know, when God created us, we were perfect. We were good. It reflects God's holiness when he made us, when he created us. But you know, and you know the story how you know we Adam had the choice, and he chose. He messed it up. He made a shipwreck out of the holiness that God had done to man, the image that God had created us. But God, you know, he redeemed us, he restored us, he made a way that we could come to him. So, you know, it's a very, very important, I believe it's very important to understand that we are created in God's image. And I'd like to read also over in Mark. There's some verses over there. You know, when they came to Jesus and they asked him, who should we pay taxes to? And, you know, they were trying to trick him. And the answer that Jesus gave was not the answer they expected. You know, they said, who should we pay taxes to? And Jesus said, you know, give me a denarius. And whose image is on there? And they said, it's Caesar's. And he told them, well, pay, you know, whatever is Caesar's, and whatever is God's, give to God. And I said, you know, whose image is on us? And so they, later on in the chapter, they ask him another question, what the greatest commandment is. And it's like they were trying to trick him into, you know, a political authority, and that wasn't the answer they wanted, so they went after a religious authority and asked him, you know, what is the greatest commandment? And you know, there was, I think there was over 600 laws. There was the Ten Commandments, of course, and there was 600 laws. And the answer that Jesus gave them was not one of those laws. He didn't specifically say a law. He just said that you should love your neighbor as yourself. And that you should, I'll read the verse here. And Jesus answered them, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. You know, it's just remarkable how Jesus responded to their question. And what he's saying here is exactly what we were created, the reason God created us, was to give glory to God, to fulfill the reason we were created. He says, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and also your neighbor. You know, when God created us, it was a very sacred thing that he did. And we can't say we love God and hate our neighbor. It's impossible. You know, when God created us, it was a unique imprint of what he had done. And you know, to honor that, and to believe that, and to live that, is very important. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father in heaven, just thank you this morning for your blessings to us. Thank you for who you are. And Lord, I just pray that we would honor you and glorify you and praise you all our life. Just pray for the services this morning. Pray for the Sunday school message. Just pray that your spirit would be here among us and that you would live through us. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.